This is The Sunny Side. My name is Joyce. Right here on the show, you'll enjoy the unvanished truth from a people of a rising continent. On Mondays, radioactive. Tuesdays, open thought. Wednesdays, worthy of note. On Thursdays, the Lords of Logic. And on Fridays, oh, what a week.
Wow.
I invite you to the world on The Sunny Side. Right here on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Weekday from 12 to 3 p.m.
Nigeria Info. Welcome to The Sunny Side. The sun rises here. It's 31 minutes past 12. It's a beautiful Thursday. My name is Joyce Onyemowa. How are you doing? Welcome to radio. Yeah, Joyce Onyemowa. All right. I love Thursdays. You love it too. First Confessions Thursday, that would be the first hour. And after that, the Lords of Logic. I think you love radio because of everything radio can afford. And it would be entertainment, fun, information, education, the gist, the fun fair. Yeah, the information. And the fact that something in life compels you to something pushes you to curiosity. I think maybe that would be the best way to put it. Because maybe curiosity is not necessarily something that man really necessarily calls adventure. You know, maybe adventure for you is traveling somewhere. You know, maybe adventure for you is trying a new delicacy. Maybe adventure for you is going out of your comfort zone, trying a new business. I think that your adventures, or the definition of your adventures, hold sway. It's just that I don't know whether curiosity also forms a part of that. So here is a beautiful thing. If it forms a part of your definition of adventure, and I mean curiosity, well, all the better for you. If it doesn't, well, I hope you can join us, take flight into the world of the unknown as we probe what's possible. And I think maybe that's the elements of the sunny side, that we try to advance towards possibility, the sphere, the realms of possibility. We ask ourselves questions, we probe it, analyze it, and through dialectics, we're able to arrive at some common sense judgment, or maybe something superior to that, something like something better than intuition, maybe something like cognition of some sort, beyond language, something that could teeter on revelation, something that is high and lofty, so that men rise. And really, maybe what we mean when we say that men rise as they arise is that they approach something higher than them. That's really why I love radio. And I like the fact that you love it as much as you do, that you show up here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So first, Confessions Thursday. What's that? You would be anonymous, and then you would call in to share the secrets of your life. Maybe not all of it, given that we don't have time, but something that has changed you, something that has happened to you, a story, a pattern, an encounter, maybe even something that you regret. I think life affords us opportunities to correct yesterday, and depending on who you ask, many people have come to a place where, because they know better, they regret yesterday, or maybe the actions of yesterday. Some of you have come through life, you have become bad, you've become worse, you've become better. Some of you are even lost, and questions need to be asked, and maybe you need someone to ask those questions to. I can assure you that someone listening to radio today might just have an answer. So whether it's about your change, whether it's about your regret, your pain, your sadness, your frustration, your curiosity, your observation, or your newness, or maybe something you're about to venture into. Confessions Thursday allows you to open the darkest parts of yourself and let the world see it. We don't know your name. We can't spot your face in a line of two. Never gets better than that. 0700-993-993-993. And 01-465-7190. Confessions Thursday. When you call in, you do not say your name. And also equally important would be the fact that you would hear something, you might hear something, you could hear something that might maybe be beneath your moral standards. You are persuaded to withhold judgment. We will try. Welcome to radio. My name is Joyce. What's your name?
Yes,
well, my name is Joyce. You don't have to tell me your name. Welcome, lady. How are you? Oh.
Oh, no, it's a guy.
Welcome. Yes, this is Nigeria Info. Don't say your name.
Okay.
Do you have a confession?
Yeah, I have a confession.
Okay, so you have to be quick about it. Thank you very much. Go ahead.
It happened to me a long time ago, me and my dad.
Yeah. Lost you. Sorry about that. Hopefully you can make it back, and I hope you do. You can leave me a comment on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM on Twitter. Right now it is Confessions Thursday. When you're calling, don't say your name. Yeah? All right. Hello.
Good afternoon, Rejoice.
Good afternoon, Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
I know gay confession, but
No. You would bless the world with your restraint. You would not say anything except it's a confession.
Okay, hold on. I have a confession.
Okay.
My name is Epoje.
Yeah.
And then is calling from Banana Island.
Sorry, you know what? I think you should call me back. This is Confessions
Thursday.
Wait.
Hold on. See, my confession is like this. So, since you have been asking people to confess, see, from your childhood to this very age you are you not commit an offense? Confess your own confession. Make everybody hear and today.
All right.
Confess your confession.
So that's your own confession as well?
Yes. Confess now. You are not a pastor. You are not anything. We are even asking people to confess. Are you praying for them?
Hold on a second. Is it except they're going to receive prayers, they should. You know what? You shouldn't really have done this. It doesn't quite speak well of you. You're going to... Thank you very much. You can take the day off. And it's your liberty to. Thank you very much. It's Confessions Thursday. Welcome to radio.
Good morning. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome. It's Confessions Thursday. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Turn off your radio. Do you have a confession?
Actually, I have a confession.
Okay. Go ahead.
Of escaping death.
You did?
So, yes. There was a pastor who came to my father the other year. That was in 2011. He said he wanted to use a portion of our building as worship center, of which I vehemently against. But after a while, my father allowed him to start using the front space as worship center. So we were at the back. The boys got us upstairs, step back. So after a while, my father said, you need to leave now. I have been paid my pension from work. So I want to work on the property to build. He said, no, you don't drive a church like that.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to. My father said, well, how do you know? Why you came, you were begging? And I told my father, can you see what's happening now? See the white garment church, if you allow them.
Lost you. And we needed to hear that. I wanted to really hear how you escaped death. Wow. Welcome to Nigeria Info, Confessions Thursday. Good afternoon. Welcome, lady. Do you have a confession?
Yes, I do. I do have a confession.
Please go ahead.
Yeah, it's about my best friend and her boyfriend, yeah.
Okay.
I don't know how to put this. It's just that I'm kind of dating her boyfriend now, but they broke up already.
Oh.
Because she has anger issues and she's over jealous.
Oh.
So then the boyfriend had to break up with her because she's not calm. She's always angry and always jealous if he comments or admires someone else or something. You know, she's always jealous.
Yeah.
So he had to break up with her, and we used to go out together, all of us.
Mm.
You know, he takes us out and he started noticing me, and I never knew he liked me, that his attention was towards me. So after they broke up, he started asking me out. And he's the kind of guy I like. So I don't know if he's wrong.
I don't look.
Date him.
Yeah.
And they are no longer together.
Well, yeah. But maybe the problem here is that it's your best friend. You see that?
Yes, that's it. And I don't know. I'm just keeping it a secret from her.
Yeah, but how long can you do that? I mean, you're hardly even living a life at this point.
Yeah.
Look.
I don't know. She's,
you chose...
I know she's not going to take this. She's not going to...
You wouldn't take it. Let's be honest. You wouldn't take it.
I can't.
Really?
As long as I'm not dating the guy anymore.
And will the person still be your friend?
Yes.
child?
Seriously, for me, I can't.
Okay.
I'm that kind of person. It has happened to me before.
And it has happened to you again?
Yeah.
Maybe you need to change location. Like, you need to move out of some certain areas. Maybe change your friends. Why would something happen to you? Like, why would something like this happen to you twice?
I don't know. Not like it happened to me. Someone I was dating before now started dating someone I know. And I know they are dating. So
okay.
I don't just care.
So you have made a choice.
Together.
Yeah. But do you understand you've made a choice? You've chosen this guy. You chose a relationship with the guy over a relationship with your friend.
That's the hard part of it.
No, but that's something you have to address. That's the choice you've made. So wait, have you been seeing her since you started dating the guy?
I saw her yesterday. Yes.
Yo,
there's no way. It's kind of hard, you know. I can't even be free with her anymore.
Wait. So there's something wrong with that. And I don't know whether you know that there is something wrong with that. Like, you can't look her in the face and smile at her, but you're with her. And now she doesn't even know your boyfriend. She doesn't know you guys are dating.
She doesn't know. And she talks to me about this guy that...
And you just say yes.
She likes the guy and she told me about the breakup and everything. And I'm kind of like consoling her that she will see someone else that... Since the guy is not picking your call, I'm just feeling like a hypocrite.
Yes, actually, something worse than that, actually. Yeah, and that's the truth, and I'm not necessarily judging you. So now you have to survey that friendship. It's treacherous for you to look a person in the eye and smile at them when you're doing something to them behind their backs. It's nah. I think you have to choose whether you want friendship with her or you want the guy. And when you make that choice, you have to... I think you have chosen the guy. Do you want to be with the guy? Because you said that's your type and you want him. I don't know if you really want him.
Yeah, I want the guy. I really want the guy.
So you have to let her, you have to let her know, but that would be after you have decided that she has to go. I don't know. Can you really keep that friendship?
I swear, I just don't know. I'm just confused.
Well, so confusion doesn't take you in any direction.
I can't keep this a secret for a long time.
How long have you been dating this guy?
Just a month now.
I mean, if you dated him for a day, it would equally be as bad. All right. So I think you have to let her know, and then you have to sever that relationship. Because she's not going to trust you. And you don't want to create... You don't want to be known as the person who is two-faced, who's not just hypocritical, but who's also mischievous. There's something evil about that.
Yeah.
You should also calculate the fact that you and this guy can be together for 2 years, 5 years, and it still breaks up tomorrow. So this is also a chance you're willing to take.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, you have a lot of thinking to do. But I think you should let her know. I actually think you should let her know, and then maybe if both of you can't be friends, you let it go. But she must know. Is a is a most noble thing you can do.
Okay.
I think.
Okay. All right. I think I'll do that. I have to summon up courage for that.
Yeah, and maybe some strength to run in case she wants to pounce on you. Tell her over the phone. It's not going to be easy.
She can stab me. She might stab me. Yeah. She has anger issues.
But do you understand you cannot do that to people, though?
Yeah, I can.
Look, if you don't want somebody to do it to you, then you cannot do it. And I'm not judging you.
They didn't date for long. They just dated for like a month or 2 months. They were still trying to know each other.
When he left her for you.
Yes. But when he realized that she has anger issues, she's jealous, you know, when he admires my nails or admires that he likes this on this girl.
Yeah.
Like, I know he's trying to tell her that he should try to... make your nails, try to look good, you know, try to wear something. She just gets angry. She doesn't get angry in my presence. It's just after they go home or they go out.
She gets mad at him.
At him.
Okay.
So that's what the guy has been explaining to me. And she too, I asked her to, and she complied. She said the same thing. She doesn't know what just comes over her. Any little thing gets her angry. father, she needs to work on herself.
Like, yeah.
Not
yeah.
normal.
She's not the problem
so
right now.
She's a nice girl, so yeah. that's not the reason. That's just the reason okay. the guy left.
Yeah. But I mean, he could leave you for another, for something similar or something that's trivial tomorrow. Or something
yeah,
maybe,
he
yeah.
He noticed I'm calm, you know?
But that don't even mean you're good. Like, you understand that? Like, so there could
yeah.
be another problem with you guys tomorrow. So you should
yes.
think about that. You should think about that. And if you're making this decision, you have to understand it's a chance you're taking. It can go anyways. Yeah.
yeah.
Well, bless your heart. Thank you very much
Thank
for pointing.
Thank you.
Tell her, please. Ah. The sunny side. Welcome to Nigeria Info. Sorry, I lost you. Hello, good afternoon to you. How are you?
Hello, Joyce.
Yes, welcome. Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Oh, yes, I have a confession.
Let's hear you.
Well, I'm a visually impaired person, and I lost my sight last 2 years. But before I lost my sight, I was dating somebody. She was very dear to me.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
She's like, you know, the best thing that ever happened to me. But, you know, the love of money and that thing, that thought for every young man that, okay, I'm not ready to take care of you. I don't have the financial stability yet. Before I'll be ready to marry, it will be in the next maybe 5 years. And I felt like, okay, you are ripe enough to marry, then put it that way. So I was so futuristic.
Mm-hmm,
I concentrated
mm-hmm.
so much on my career.
Yeah.
I started to push her away.
Oh.
I was telling her that there are better guys out there that are ready, they are financially stable, this and that, blah, blah, blah. But she kept on saying, no, I'm not with you for the money. I'm not with you for this. I'm not with you for that. She cried. To the extent that I did such a terrible thing, to the extent that I ignored her calls.
Oh.
I wasn't picking her calls. This was someone that we have known each other for 10 years. I love her to the sky and back. But I think I was just trying to... I was being selfish, and at the same time, I was trying to place her in the right position, which is maybe see a better man who has money.
Yeah, so what happened? Let's
that.
Move with
so,
time. Yeah.
All right, so to cut the long story short, I made her cry. I didn't pick her calls for like 2 months. Then I lost my sight in an armed robbery attack. And I was devastated. My brother said, call Anu, because her name is Anu. Call Anu, call Anu. But I was like, no, no, no. Don't call her. Do you know what I've done to her? Do you know what I've done to Anu? But my brother took my phone behind my back. When just until then, when I just got shot at the face, I was totally blind. And my brother called her, and she came that same day. And it was such, that was the first time I cried after losing my sight. It was such a terrible thing because at the end of the day, I realized that sometimes we try to run faster than our shadows. We try to dictate some things for ourselves, but it just not happened the way we wanted to. But I thank God we are back together now and we are married with a son. That's my confession, Joyce.
What? This should be a movie, man. Oh, this is such a beautiful story.
Yeah, and I'm actually I'm a friend of one of your friends. His
really?
Name is Harrison. I met him at Federal Nigeria Society for the Blind.
Oh, Harrison.
Harrison Martin.
Oh,
he
really?
About you.
Yeah, he's my younger sister's friend.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Well, so
he said a lot of wonderful things about you. He said he has worked with you.
Aww.
And so we talk a lot about you. We listen to you. You know,
aww.
We blind people, we are more closer to our radios.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, radio is like our own TV.
Yeah.
So, well, that's my confession.
Look, that is such
it's
a
nice
moving story. Thank you very, very much
yeah.
for calling. That's a movie
much.
Script. That's something movies are made of. Thank you. Oh, wow.
Thank you, Joyce.
Thank you. Now, that's some Titanic level of emotion. That's the one you watch and you cry. Oh, thank you very much for sharing that story. It worked well for you. Not everybody gets a second chance. Hello, welcome to the sunny side. My name is Joyce. And no, I'm not a priest, but it doesn't matter. How are you?
I'm fine, Joyce.
Yes.
I want to make a confession, Joyce. The last 3 weeks that I confessed, Joyce, it flattered the rooms because they are not supposed to see my name. And
Do you have a confession? You want to take us back to... Nobody remembers you 3 weeks ago.
Remembers me, but you. I'm confessing to you. I'm hurt.
You're always hurt. So you want me to say sorry now? Yeah, okay, sorry.
Yes, sorry.
I need to move on with the show. I'm sorry. Thank you very much. The sunny side. Hello, welcome.
Hello, Joyce.
Turn off your radio, lady. Thank you very much for calling.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, I want to tell that man that called the first time that she took a chill pill.
Which man is that?
The one that said, why did you ask people to confess? He should take a chill pill.
Oh, well. Does he have it?
A problem with your job. He should come and tell your management that he wants to take over your job.
I mean, you can give him a better advice, like open a radio station.
Better. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I have a confession.
Oh, you do? All right, then.
But my husband is listening. Yeah, I'm here.
You want to... Wait, is a confession about your husband?
Yes.
Is it good or bad? Or is it in between?
You have to put me in trouble. The day he's not listening, I'll do the confession.
All right, okay. Greet him for us. Tell him that we'll gossip about him later.
And he should not listen to you that day because I'll be in trouble.
And he shouldn't listen to me that day. Yeah, I don't want you in trouble. Thank you very much for calling. Thank you. I think it's such a funny thing when a husband knows that the wife is going to go tell on him somewhere. I think it makes men nervous. Then he wants to be on his good behavior. Like, you see, now I'm doing... You won't tell them this part now. Thank you very much for calling. Confessions Thursday. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Welcome. It's Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Yes, actually, I do. And this program is very timely for me.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. I've lived with my wife's cousin for, like, 4 years now.
Okay. I'm sorry, you have to rush. We have 2 minutes. I don't want to cut you when you get into the heart of the story, okay?
Okay.
All right, please.
All right, so I've never really considered her or looked at her sexually either for all this while.
Oh,
but something happened during this time.
Lockdown
time, yeah, really. So I came back home. I saw her crying. I found her crying. My wife was not there. So in trying to console her, I just didn't know what happened. So
the devil happened.
After that incident, so I found out that I was just being... nice to her. I just got nicer to her, and honestly, I don't know what's happening.
The devil is in charge. That's what's happening.
Yeah, we call each other secretly every day, even now.
Have you laid in her bed?
No, really.
Now that
that's
still morning.
It's like this. Like, that's why I said it's like this program is just designed for me. It's just a perfect time for me. Nothing has happened between us.
Okay.
So I know if nothing happens, if things go on this way for, let's say, in 2 weeks' time, or one or even 1 week, things might just get out of hand, really.
Uh-huh.
So we speak secretly. I give her money weekly these days. You know, something I've not done before. In fact, we seek each other secretly. Even when we are at home together. My wife is there. We are talking with eyes and gestures like that.
Thank you.
I can't believe I can ever do a thing like this.
But you're doing it.
I thought I was such a strong and disciplined guy. But I never believed I could be doing this silly thing in my own home, my own house.
All right.
Actually, really, nothing has happened between us, but I know that things can't just go on this way. Even she, too, like 2 days ago, she was telling me that we shouldn't be doing this. But I said, even me, it's not my fault. She said it's not her fault, so that she can't handle the feelings. You know, she don't just don't know what to do. So we are like falling for each other more and more every day, you know. And I really do not like or wish that things go on this way, but I just don't know what to do. I'm really kind of...
Yeah.
I just want you to reprimand me and I just...
That
tell
it's
what
funny.
I,
thank you. You say you want me to reprimand you, but you know
yeah,
what
exactly.
to do. I don't even need to do that.
But the nerves, I don't think I have it. Actually
you have
now,
it.
Like right now.
One, you have it. You have it.
Okay.
You are falling for a seduction. You know, it's like when you eat sugar.
Yeah,
you just keep eating. I mean, sugar is sweet. Why should you stop? What's the point stopping? It's sweet. So there's really no incentive for you to stop, except maybe then you realize it's affecting your health. Then there's something at stake here. Now you have something at stake. You have your marriage to lose. Maybe you even have a name to lose. You have your conscience to contend with. I don't know what you believe in. Then that is enough. Then that's enough. Because this diving, you're diving. When you hit the ground, your eyes will clear.
Sure.
But then the problem is you don't have to hit the ground.
No, I know I shouldn't. But I keep telling myself, this is going nowhere. It's going nowhere.
But let me tell you why it could go somewhere. One is happening in secrecy. It's happening under the cover of darkness. So your wife doesn't know. So this lady is calling you. You're calling her behind your wife's back. You guys are talking with your eyes. You're enjoying the I mean, that's really how it starts. When I was in love, what else? It wasn't more than this. It was the same thing. You're calling. You're going out for dates. They're sending you money. You're sending them something. That's how it starts.
And then one day
something happens. Then this thing that you don't want to admit, you have to then admit it. But then hopefully
really
for you...
It doesn't happen.
No, but then the only way it's not going to happen is if you stop it.
Okay, like stop calling her
you see, that emotion that you're sharing with her, you have to stop it. I'm not saying stop sending her money, but it mustn't be anything that's happening behind your wife's back. If you want to send her money, like, you can give it to your wife to give to her.
That's what I used to do before, but these days I give her, believing that if I give my wife, she won't like to give her the amount of money I want her to give her.
But then you also have to honor your wife. That's another problem.
Really.
I think some men, you have to honor your wife, because to dishonor your wife is to dishonor yourself, and vice versa. If your wife doesn't honor you, she also dishonors herself.
I honor her enough, so that's why something has not happened, and that's why I'm actually calling. I don't want anything to happen. I love my wife so much. I can't afford to lose her.
Then you must stop it. Actually have to stop it. You have to stop it the way a car would stop if it ran into a mountain. You have to stop it like that.
All right. If I were to choose between her and my wife, I would choose my wife over and over again.
But see now,
just as you said, my eyes will really clear if anything happens.
And then you could lose something.
All right. Thank you, Joyce.
Thank you very much. Thank you. And maybe also it's that if you don't want someone to do this to you, then you shouldn't do it to them. Something like that. And maybe it's not as hard. I mean, I think initially the assumption is that it's hard. But then it's not as hard the moment you consider what's at stake. There is, I'm enjoying this thing. I'm enjoying it. It's sweet. Well, yeah. And you're like, it's hard to stop. No, it's not hard to stop the moment there is something to lose. The moment there's a consequence for their action. The moment you consider that... The moment you put yourself in the other person's shoes, the moment you consider the fact that if I do this thing to somebody, if someone did this to me, I wouldn't like it. So maybe you should hold yourself as a relative standard in many of the situations of your life. If you don't want someone to do it to you, you don't do it to them. So I do that with myself. If I don't want Peniel to be rude to me, I would not be rude to her. But she can bet on the stars. The day she's rude to me, heaven will bear her witness that it's coming down. I can guarantee that, because I'm not going to give it to you. And the only reason I'm not giving it to you is so that I can justify why I wouldn't take it from you. So maybe if I don't want someone to do it to me, I don't do it to them. And you should think about life in that same measure. I think, and until we find something better, that's about the best way to approach things. If you don't want someone to cheat on you, you don't cheat on them. Then when you cheat on them, they should determine what the consequences are. You cannot hurt somebody and then tell them how to react about the hurt. You can hope it's not too much. But then if it gets too much, well, that's exactly what it is. But then we really pray it's not too much. Off on a break. We'll be right back with the headlines on the sunny side. Nigeria Info. Welcome to the sunny side. My name is Joyce, and yes, it's still Confessions Thursday. If you have any reservations with your confession, say any misgivings, well, you can hold it back. Otherwise, I think it's very redeeming to speak on it. I think it's very satisfying to share with us what can be said to be your life's experience that you are experiencing. You give us the benefit of participation to learn from that journey with you. But even better, you might have the opportunity to have other people chime in on redemptive ways by which the situation can be better. And for those who are listening, you would not have the option to judge regardless of what you hear. Now, we're hoping that this is not one of them bad days. I've handled this particular show for a number of years, and I've heard some things. But regardless of what you hear, it's Confessions Thursday. You would not have the privilege to, judge. I mean, you would judge the situation to attain comprehension at some level, but you wouldn't judge towards condemnation. You kind of get it? All right. 4 minutes past 1 p.m. Confessions Thursday. When you're calling, you do not say your name. Someone is asking if I have a podcast. Absolutely. Yes, I do have a podcast. You'd have to go to our website. I'll provide you that information in a minute. I have to go to the telephone lines. Good afternoon to you. Welcome to Confessions Thursday. Don't say your name. Turn off your radio. Good afternoon to you. Welcome, lady. How are you?
Very, very well.
All right. So, you have a confession.
No, I just want to speak to the last caller.
Yes, please.
Okay. I want to give him some advice.
All right, real quick.
I want him to read 1 Corinthians 6, chapter 6, verse 18. The Bible says, flee sexual immorality.
Okay.
He should please flee from that lady.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, like, flee all appearances of evil. Like, when it looks like evil, that's when you run.
That particular one that he's doing right now, he should please flee.
Okay.
Because the consequence is that he's going to destroy his marriage.
All right.
Number two, if that young lady is living in his house, you should send her away immediately.
Oh, wow.
To her parents. Because that is the only way he can separate himself, because he's already attracted to that lady. The only way he can flee, send her away from your house today.
Yeah, so her parents, but what if this sister of hers is really the one who's catering to her, and there's really nowhere else to send her?
Then he should tell the wife.
Okay.
Because if he does not, he will not stop.
Okay.
And the ultimate goal of that young lady is to destroy the marriage.
No. It doesn't appear that she has a goal. These are just two adults who are choosing to not be as sensible as they are intelligent. So this is a moment of indiscretion. Maybe these are moments of indiscretion. And they have an opportunity to salvage it before it becomes an actual problem. So it doesn't quite appear that she's aiming to destroy the marriage. It looks like a moment of, you know, silliness, a moment of stupidity of some sort.
He does not have the willpower to determine what happens in his home.
He does.
He looks like a weakling. He
no.
Confesses the truth.
No, well, so
you, because everything you tell him, he says he knows. He knows it will affect his marriage. He knows. But he does not have the capacity to take the decision.
I don't think I might agree with that. I don't think it's an absence of capacity. I think it's the absence of decision. He hasn't made that decision. I don't think.
So he has
I think
to make the decision
absolutely.
Right now.
Well, okay, yeah, that
and
he has the capacity.
From all sex, all
he can.
Forms of
oh, he totally
evil
can.
Attraction and sin, and then send that lady. If he's the one catering for that young lady, he should please take that young lady away from his sight and take her for her somewhere else.
Please, don't you even think it's even worse if he had to rent her an apartment, pay her rent, and give her pocket money?
Tell the wife. He should tell his wife.
Okay, yeah. He
must tell his wife.
Okay.
Then he can subdue that attraction.
Yeah, okay. All right. Will that be it? Thank you very much for calling. So this is really why I like radio. Someone else can call in and just... Yeah. But I hope you really understand why it's necessary that other people, if they think it's necessary, chime in on something that they believe is another perspective, all right? Welcome to Confessions Thursday. My name is Joyce. You do not say your name. This is radio. Welcome.
Well, even though I'm not saying my name, people in my area now, they don't, they say, I hear your voice.
Welcome, Ben. Welcome. We're happy to have you.
And because people are hearing my voice, they know me too far now. I will not even confess.
Oh, well, okay.
I want to say something to the man.
Sure.
The best way to stop bad habits is never to start it at all.
True.
That is one. Two, man and woman, we are magnetic objects that get closer when we are too close to each other.
And get
and now
farther
that
when
something
we...
something has made them to get close... The best way to stop it is for the lady to leave the house.
Okay.
The best way, in conclusion, to stop a bad habit is never to start it at all. I am a man. We drive by feelings. And something has already registered in his heart. And the best way to stop it is for that lady to leave the house.
Thank you. I mean, you know, on a more general term, I wanted to actually contend with the I am a man. And we drive, you know, we spoke about this thing on language and interpretations last week. I am a man, we drive by feelings. Dogs move by feelings. Like everything that has breath has an element of emotion to it. And I think that maybe we need to also bring into the picture the fact that with feelings, or say with your emotions, also come rationale and judgment and conscience and responsibility and the fact that you have to hold yourself accountable and that everything must play out for a decision to be final. But yes, thank you. On Confessions Thursday, welcome. It's Confessions Thursday. You do not say your name. Welcome.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. It's Confessions Thursday.
Yeah, I don't have any confession.
Okay.
No, but I just want to add my voice to your suggestion.
Okay, go ahead.
That has been given to man.
Okay.
Yeah, actually, they have taken it out of my mind. The two suggestions I have is send the girl out of the house. Okay. One. Two, talk with the wife.
Yeah.
And I think the first thing is to talk to the wife and explain to the wife your feelings. If you don't expose any wrongdoing or anything you are thinking of doing, it will never get away from you.
Yeah.
So the first thing is to talk with the wife.
Okay.
Then the secondary thing is to send the girl away. If you first to talk with the wife and send the girl away...
You'll go behind the back. Uh-huh.
Yes, you must still continue to talk with the lady.
Okay.
So talk with the wife first, and you will see that any feeling you are having for the girl will dissolve immediately.
Thank you very much for calling. All right. Welcome to Nigeria Info. You're on the sunny side. How are you?
Let me put out the radio, please.
Why did you call me?
Sorry, I'm driving.
Are you joking? You said it again. What's my name?
Oh, Samuel Joyce, I'm sorry.
Hello, Joe.
I'm sorry. The next I have in my list is even premium. I'm out of 1 hour again because you have 1 hour already. Before you went on break, that you shouldn't even try it. That heaven will never take permission to come.
Good afternoon.
I love it.
We're
just laughing like a, I don't know how to describe myself, you know. I was like,
Well, that's the truth, though. The one I can take, I don't tolerate it.
Exactly. That's how I treat everybody else around me. I don't like people treating me bad at all. So it works that way. So sometimes, when people can treat people bad, I expect people to treat them nice. So that's by the wayside. If that man wants to speak to his wife, please, right? Before I move ahead to what I want to say, if you want to speak to his wife, because there are some women, if you tell them things like that, they might read it. She has to make, as in like that, so they might be thinking that maybe something has already been happening or something. They might take it wrongly. So know the kind of wife, the kind of person your wife is, before even letting her know, or else, it might even create a problem. I don't know if you understand me. So letting her know, and it's very important, that is the first solution to it too. If they are living under the same roof, if they were to go for madam over there, something will happen though.
Oh, okay.
I'm telling you the truth. In as much as that thing is already there, he might pretend not to, like, okay, I'm forgetting about it. If he show up all those text messages, chatting, in short, if it's possible, let him block her or just... Those messages, replying, calling, all those midnight calls, like MTM midnight call, we used to do those days. Let him stop them.
Okay.
Speaking to his wife, he should be careful on how to go about it.
So maybe there are two ends to it. So there's maybe whether the wife trusts him enough,
exactly.
Whether he has enough character that the wife can bank on.
Exactly.
Because if he has been a good man all his life and he has enough character that the wife can bank on, if he tells the wife, oh, this happened and I'm sorry, blah, blah, that's straightforward. She should forgive him.
You know the kind of person the wife is, the kind of person he has been.
Exactly.
Has he been faithful to the wife? Has the wife have any reason to doubt him or to even like, okay, be suspecting him as if he has been a faithful husband? If not, any attempt for him to say, I'm hitting on your sister, cousin is hitting on my sister.
Okay.
The wife content of everything will change.
Okay.
Unless she's an outstanding person.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Would that be all?
That'll be all.
All right. Thank you very much. So I want to quickly say this. I tried this out with my parents growing up. When I was growing up a child, I think I had just enough foolishness in me to be called a stressful child. But I wasn't necessarily stressful. I just had quite a number of indiscretions, you know, things that my parents didn't like. So maybe I didn't quite understand whether it was that they couldn't tolerate it, but I was cool with it, or that they thought it was maybe wrong an act to even be carried out in the first place. So I noticed that I had to, when I was much younger, I had to defend my actions. Why did you do this? Because. And then sometimes they were not pleased, and when they're not pleased, they'll flog me or they'll shout. Then as I grew older, I think I was 19. I was sick of the pattern, and so I told myself that I wanted to have a more straightforward relationship with my parents. I wanted to be able to say to my mom, yes, and she knew it to be honest enough to accept it. I wanted to say to my father, no, and he knew it to be honest enough to accept it. And so when my mother sends me somewhere, I ensure that I go there straight, come back straight. If she asks me a direct question, I give her a direct answer. So I stopped playing the childish games I used to play, and then I noticed that in less than a year, actually, I think it started when I was 18, because my father, who didn't used to let us leave the house, allowed me travel alone on my first international trip. I didn't even think he would allow me do that before 21. But I thought that my idea had worked of trying to prove myself enough to my parents that they could bank on my character. And so when I was 19, my father let me, actually I went with other young people, but I didn't think that they were gonna let me travel solo. And so maybe it's also necessary that rather than bother about what the other person thinks about us, that maybe the biggest question is, what have you shown yourself to be? What have you proven yourself to be? Because it's a different thing if I've proven to be a certain kind of person that's, say, for example, upright, honest, truthful, accountable, and then I tell you something and you don't believe me. I can sleep on that. I can just turn my back and go sleep and not bother about whether you want to believe that or not. But if I have shown myself to have quite a number of indiscretions and be unaccountable and say something but mean something else, then of course you must not believe what I say to you. So if I were a man and I've been of a good behavior, I've been honest, I've been upright, I've been just, and I've been committed, and then some little slip, and I can go before my wife and say, look, honey, this happened and I'm sorry, but I'm telling you this so that we can work it and close that door so that it never opens again. Honestly, I'm hoping that she can bank on my character to allow not just peace reign, but to trust me enough to want to work out the solution. If reverse were the case, if I were a woman and a man came to me and was like, and his truth is his truth, his right is yes is yes, his no is no, and there was a little slip and he came to me and says, I think I will consider that. But if he has been a fool and we've just been managing and then something happens, I don't even like stories, so I'm not even going to take it. I don't like stories. I'd rather pay for a cartoon. I'll go to a cinema if I wanted to watch a movie. I'm not going to tolerate a movie from another person who should know better but is choosing to be otherwise. So maybe I think I'm suggesting that it's not what they think of us. It's what we know ourselves to be. And then anybody should judge us on that. Confessions Thursday. Welcome to the sunny side. This is work.
God bless you, Joy.
Do you have a confession?
Honestly,
You don't have a confession, I knew it. You just called to dance. Do you have a confession? Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can.
Okay, okay. God bless you. Have a book on the line. Just like...
Mm-hmm. Hello? Hello? I think I cannot hear you anymore. Hello? All right, sorry about that. Kind of lost you. Welcome to Confessions Thursday. How are you?
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Good afternoon. We're happy to have you here.
In fact, I'm forced to call you. I listen to you every day.
Okay.
But today, I think I'm moved to call you because of the two persons, their comments there.
Okay.
Sorry to talk about them. This man that people are talking about, I'm saying is eyeing the sister, the wife's sister.
The wife's cousin, huh?
The man is not disciplined.
Okay.
If he's disciplined, you are supposed to see your wife's sister as your own sister or as your daughter.
Yeah.
So he's supposed to discipline himself in the first place.
Okay.
Then this other lady that was talking about the girlfriend that is doing this, doing that. That girl is is supposed to be flogged. That girl is a bad girl.
Hey.
Joyce, I'm telling you. Well, thank you for your doggedness and for your hard principles. The way you correct so many things. That girl knows what she's doing and they just begin to confess on the radio. So I think some of these people, they should pray to God and discipline themselves.
Discipline
not just come to call on the radio and say that confession. That is not confession. That lady is just trying to take over the friend's boyfriend.
So we don't know whether it's true, but we have to take her at her word. She said that the guy separated from the best friend before he started dating her. It doesn't quite justify much. It just says that she wasn't the reason they broke up. So for us here, the contention here is the fact that that is happening to her best friend. And that is a huge problem. And it's a just level for mistrust. It's okay for her best friend to mistrust her.
They were just friends for a month, and the man liked her because she's calm, she's this. I mean, you know, I can't understand some women.
It's not just women, it's also men. But then, so we're hoping that we are able to make some sensibility and maybe salvage a situation. What do you think? I think she should... end the relationship with a best friend. What do you think?
She should go leave that man.
Oh,
go back to the friend and apologize.
Oh, okay. Okay. Oh, okay. Okay. She should break up with the guy. But she said that the guy is her spec. So we don't know if it's because we don't know why that's accurate, but it's her truth. So we can allow her have it. So if the man is her spec and the man wants her, do you also insist that she should leave the man and go back to her best friend?
She should leave the man. The friend can never be happy with her if she knows about that.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Then again, sorry for the man that was accusing that was saying you should convert to the public.
It's all right.
Sorry about that. I love your programs. I'm Engineer Happy. I listen to you every day.
Oh, thank you very much.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you very much for calling. 99.3 Nigeria Info, you on the sunny side. My name is Joyce. It's Confessions Thursday. You will not say your name. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon, Joyce.
Good afternoon, handsome. We're happy to have you. Do you have a confession?
I have, but I can't say it now, but I want to contribute to the...
Okay, sure, please, go ahead.
See, the man that said he's having an affair with his...
No. He's not having an affair with her just yet. I mean, not a sexual affair, but that he's emotionally cheating on his wife now.
Yes. See, people are saying he should chase her. Supposing that girl does not have anywhere to go.
That's a confessor.
Me, I've lived with two women and I didn't have any chief with them. We are sleeping on the same bed. Not my sister. We are not from the same village. We are not from... We are not even close.
Okay.
And we have nothing together.
Yeah. Okay.
The first time I have emotion for them, but when there is a bro, I just say, okay, no problem. And we stay 5 good years together.
Wow. Okay.
He can distance himself from her.
Yeah. So you also have to understand that maybe it's based on how you have been able to develop your mind and hold yourself accountable and discipline yourself. You can find yourself in some situations and you can come out a man on top. Well, some other people go into that very same situation and they barely made it to the actual temptation before they fall. So I think different people have different survival capacities.
I just want the man, because everybody was calling. She doesn't have anywhere to go. What they want her to go?
So then what do you suggest?
For the man, I just want him to summon courage and just said, lady, I can't do this with you. Please, just stop. You can stay with me in my house, but this we should stop it. In the wife's presence, if you tell the wife, if mm-hmm. he tell the wife will think otherwise.
Okay.
You know, that someone I've already called before that the lady will think otherwise. That is true.
Yeah, no, but that was also, I give an illustration. Like, it depends on his track record with his wife.
Yes. It depends on the track record.
You see, if I called my mom today and I told her something and I said, this is it, she doesn't argue with it. She knows me well enough to know that when I say something, I mean it.
Yes.
So that's necessary. The wife has to be able to, the wife should know him to a degree that she can actually go to war with him.
Yeah.
So if the wife doesn't have his credit sheet, then of course she can think what she will. I would do the same thing.
Me, even though when my wife, I told my wife such a thing, when she saw them, she said, I said, nothing happened with that. With us, in between us. She said, no. I said, for me, if you believe me, fine. If you don't believe me, but me, I know by myself that nothing is going on. And nothing is going on. Both of them are married now. We are still friends. We are best of friends.
Yeah, but you know, your story is different, evidently. So for this man, it's tricky. He has allowed himself...
Because I'm just feeling for the lady.
Yeah.
People are saying that you chase her away. That is not the way. You can't... Nigerians, you just want to take something and just dump it and just go like that.
All right. Okay.
Suppose if the person is the only person that can help the person, that's how you say, and you'll be looking at her in the next time that this is a bad person.
Yeah. Okay. So you think the man should be responsible and then do what he needs to do as somebody who has principles and values, but also respect for his marriage.
Yes.
God help us. Thank you very much for calling. And I think we have two more minutes before we... 2 minutes or one? Two? All right. Confessions Thursday.
That's right.
Turn off your radio. We have 2 minutes to make this work. Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling.
All right. Turn off your radio when you're calling. Welcome to Nigeria Info.
Yeah. Hey, good afternoon, Nigeria Info.
Good afternoon, Nigeria Info. Welcome. It's Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
I want to share something from my side. I'm so sorry.
Like, this is so bad. You have no idea. You might have to hang up and please call back. I sincerely do apologize. The line is so bad. Hello? 1 minute, 20 seconds. Good afternoon. Confessions Thursday.
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Yeah, welcome.
Thank you. You have 1 minute, 30 seconds. It won't be enough for my confession.
Okay.
I'll call back.
Okay, thank you very much then. So, yeah, I wouldn't want to squeeze you into 1 minute if it's not enough. So we're going to go off on a break. When we come back, I think I can afford a few more conversations and then we segue into Lords of Logic. My name is Joyce. You're on the sunny side. This is 99.3 on this very beautiful Thursday. Don't go anywhere. This is radio.